Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Real Life of Nisha D. And I am your host, Nisha D. And we have part two from Bay from the booth. We're waiting on one more guest. And Bay is going to tell us why he don't date single women's with three kids or more. So we're waiting on one more guest. Welcome, sister. Welcome. Welcome back.
Hey, hey, good evening, everybody. Miss Nisha and Bay, how are y'all?
All is well. Bay? Bay?
Yeah.
Bay? Yeah, welcome back.
I forgot.
Welcome back.
Man, I forgot this phone. I got to hold the phone or, you know, that light goes off. And yeah, I ain't going to do that to y'all this time.
Okay, okay. Well, welcome back, my brother. Now, babe, all the women's with the Z wanted to know why you don't, because you know you was a hot topic. And sis, I want to know, why you don't date women that have three children or more, or two or more?
Because that's like a trick shot. You know, that's stipulations, you know. I'm not saying I would, but only way I'll date a woman with three kids, either she got to be that one. I'm talking about I can't keep my hands off, and I don't care if she had eight kids, because some women can have your nose wide open like that.
So you were telling me that you just can't do it because it's a trick. Why is it a trick? Bae, hello, are you there?
What happened?
I don't know. But surely I want to hear why he feel that it's a trick.
Right, because I'm waiting on him to elaborate on that too.
I don't know what's going on with his phone. But it's always something regarding him and his phone, child. We just don't even know, y'all.
Well, I think he dropped off because it's not showing him.
Well, I'm going to resend him the link again. And let's see. Let's send it again to him and see. Like, bro, what's really going on with your phone, you know?
Right.
You know, you should be able to handle all this pressure. I mean, you are Bay from the booth. Bay from the booth.
Right. You should be prepared at all times.
Yeah. Have his little pocket, his little notebook in his back pocket. We want to know. Bae, you're not prepared tonight, huh? Where your notebook? Where your pencil? You keep dropping the call. What's going on?
I'm driving. And I had dropped the call. So what happened now?
Well, we want to know why you feel it's a trick dating women with three or more kids. Or two or more kids, from what you told me.
Because it's too many stipulations that come with the package. Like I told you, like I say, there's women have effect on a man like that. If she that cold and she got a man nose wide open like that, he don't care if she got eight kids, as long as he with her, because he don't get that feeling from nobody else. She give him a feeling that it don't matter if kids involved, long as he can be with her. That's one thing, that's cool. But where she at? Also, if they do got three kids, they're usually multiple baby daddies. I mean, like, I don't know other niggas, but when a nigga see me, yeah, he gonna have a problem. He gonna be mad. And I ain't got time to be dealing with no nigga. And it's too late in the goddamn game to be going to jail shooting a nigga behind some badass kids. Because he don't want me to tell him what to do. But they kids. You need to come take care of your goddamn self.
Well, Can you elaborate when you say when he see you, he gonna be mad? Can you elaborate? Because we want to know. I know how you look.
Well, when he see me, I'm saying he see me with her, he gonna look at himself. He gonna be mad. I mean, he gonna be like, damn, he gonna see it. He gonna start appreciating her. He gonna be like, damn, that nigga getting all my good loving. Like, ooh, wee, I know he doing it painting the wall with her. And he gonna be mad. He gonna see what? He gonna be angry. But I don't give a damn. I'm just saying, you know, I respect any and everybody. But I don't got time for no little boy shit, no jealousy shit, and not speaking. We grown and shit. If I'm dropping off your kid at the gas station, hey, what's up, kinfolk? Yeah, what time you gonna be back? 8, not a problem. That's it. We gonna talk like grown men, but all that old mugging and shit got your cousins in the car and the dumb shit. And I ain't got time for that little boy shit. But that's come with dating a woman and putting myself in danger. And I don't move like that. I'm a king. I play chess. So if I meet a woman right now on the second go round, she gonna be all for me. Her, she gotta be head over heels for me. And I need some time because I'm gonna give her all my time. My kid is grown. So all my time that's free is going to her.
You said a lot. I mean, yeah, well damn. So I mean, that's all I can say is damn.
But I'm just saying, does it make sense though?
Yes, it makes sense from your perspective. It does.
But we all a woman. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, a real woman desires a man that is on his shit, right? Mentally, right. Physically, emotionally, financially, right? A woman. Yeah. If I introduce a man to my children, he has to mean something to me, right?
Right.
And he has to have a leadership role because men want women to be submissive, but men don't want to submit to a woman. Especially a lot of men blow their chances when they have a good woman because she got her shit together, she together, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, she's stable. Then here come this nigga who ain't shit, who come from a long line and ain't shit disturbing her peace. And then he wants to be the leader, but he can't lead. How do you interpret that with, and I'm saying this to say, this gonna go into this whole conversation. So if a woman ain't never had a real man or a real leader, and you come along, being the bae who you are, how do you think she's supposed to receive you?
Well, I only can speak from my perspective. when a woman deal with me, I don't know how a woman treat another nigga. But I know how she gonna treat me. And I know women be scarred and I know women be, you know, damaged. But once a woman read a real man and he show her his heart, and who she is, and she see the shit add up, it builds a strong bond. And not only that, she see his purity. So by her seeing that, all that shit she was going through with Tyrone and them, those barriers and that wall, it tears down, and she's opened up again. She's back to being submissive because it's a nigga that tamed her. I'ma tame my woman. I'm just saying it ain't about I'm on no control shit or nothing like that. I'm just saying as far as I'm a main. I'm just saying I got a dominant attitude and I got a sex appeal that she won't. So when I see her, that's my butterfly. That's my baby. Come here, boo. Come here. Let me kiss you. Come here. Get your ass here. Be quiet. You know what I'm saying? So she gonna be ready to participate. Man, that's
Do you have anything to elaborate to talk to Bay about by you being a successful black woman and single? What would be your perspective on allowing a man to come into your life that you never had before? How would you make that work in your life?
Well, he would definitely have to be, you know, well put together. Now everybody is not all together all the time. We all fall short, you know, in some ways, more so than others. You know, there's always room for improvement, but it would have to be to a point where I feel I'm comfortable, especially if I'm going to introduce you to my children, whether they're, you know, minor children or even if there are adult children. if I'm going to bring any children around, best believe you had to have proven yourself worthy to me for me to even take it to that level. Because most women, especially single women, are very protective and overprotective of their children. Yeah, you have some, you know, I just don't think that if you're dating, then you need to have your children meet everybody that you date.
That is true. That is so
you
true.
You have to be, yeah, you just have to be selective. If you know you're single and you're just out there dating, your children should know everyone person that you date. Right. Until you get to that one, you like, okay, this is the one. I'm going to have this conversation with him and or her, and we're going to see where this is going to go before I introduce you to my, you know, to my kids or whatever. That's just the sacred part for me. That's just how I felt about it.
Okay. Well, Bae, I have a question.
Oh, I'm listening.
When you said paint the walls, because, I mean, we are one. What do you mean by paint the walls?
Paint the wall? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm in the store. I'm gonna tell you that as soon as I walk out.
She said, sis, don't you want to know what painting the walls is?
Yeah, we need to elaborate on painting the walls.
Yeah. She said, paint the wall, girl. You don't know what you ain't never been painting on the wall.
No.
All right, well, check this out. This is how you paint the wall. I'm talking about, so you ain't never just woke up with your wig missing? I'm talking about you go to the bathroom to pee and you cut the light on, you got one eyelash on? And I'm talking about when you wake up, you in that same position. Also, your legs doing the baby earthquake. Nigga done painted the wall with you. I'm talking about painted the wall with you.
You said your legs doing the baby earthquake. Meaning the baby earthquake.
Them babies won't stop shaking.
What?
I mean, saying you don't know. I'm talking about when you lose
so
count.
You talking about painting the walls like Tyler Perry did on Mia Cooper?
I don't know nothing about all that.
That type of pain, because, you know, Mr. Chocolate, he mixed her up real good. I was like, well, damn.
I was waiting for him to elaborate. I don't know if he was using that as like a metaphor, but he actually meant that.
Oh, no. You know, I'm talking my own time. We're going to argue. These are arguments I be having. I be mad because the numbers don't add up. You at 8, I'm at 2. I can't get one more. Like, you going to go to sleep on me. You got 8. That ain't no good number. 8 to 2? Come on, give me one more. Come on. Make it make sense. That's pain the wall, but for real, them real live arguments. Yeah.
I'm gonna let you say something, then I'm gonna say something, because I'm speechless. What do you got to say, sis?
Look, I'm speechless too, and that's very rare. Like, I would just want him to elaborate.
Real time,
elaborate.
You just sound like you was gonna really make a good old hot pot of gumbo, huh?
Man, I'm a favorite lover. That was my favorite lover. I'm him.
Oh yeah.
For real. Mm.
So, do you think sex is important in relationships?
Sex is number 2 in a relationship. Love is number 1. Sex is number 2 because I like what I see. I love being around it. So that sex just add on to it. Like, a bunch of sex in a relationship will keep a relationship healthy, because you know why? It's like you're addicted to that person. I can't get enough of that person. So if it's lacking of sex, that means you really don't like me, because I like candy. So if I got candy in the room and I ain't eating it, that candy gonna be like, you really don't like me. But candy knew from the rip, I love candy. So why candy got born? Either the sex was born or they wasn't a good participant.
So do you, for me, you know, I'm 45 years old and, you know, I'm a mature woman, right? And I'm about my shit. You see me every day at work. You know I be about my shit.
Oh, she be fly, y'all. I'm talking about when I say fly, she have Prada earrings with Prada toenails. Like, for real.
Yep, that's me.
I'm talking about the next day, Gucci earrings with a Gucci nose ring. I'm talking about for real.
Not by him. I do not have no Gucci nose rings. He's so crazy. And I do not have Chanel.
She got YSL. She got YSL earrings. I ain't never seen nobody with a YSL earring with the matching boots.
Boy, hush. You know, and being 45, I'm a mature woman, and I like a man that is consistent. Right? You gotta be. I mean, because I feel that I'm a hell of a catch, right? So if I know that I'm a hell of a catch, then I expect you to act right and treat me right. Because when I'm with a man, I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to love on you. We're going to have fun and we're going to do it big. But nowadays, men don't want to be consistent. They do shit that's filed. And then they think it's okay. How do women like my sister and I, because you're a man, how do we... you know, allow something new to come into our life when we don't have bullshit?
Well, you gotta be... that's like going through the clothes rack. Just cause the last shirt was bullshit don't mean the next shirt gonna be bullshit. I'm looking for that fire-ass shirt. So you supposed to be looking for that fire-ass nigga. That nigga that make you feel like nobody ain't never made you feel. I'm talking about, man, this nigga, it can't be true. This nigga coming home, this nigga buying me gear. This nigga don't ask for no money, and he consistent with it. And then you start doing your homework and studying him like... this is who he is. You have to do homework from the rip. Now, yeah. If the nigga change up from the front, if he ain't who he was, that ain't who he was. He had a mission, and it was to get you wrapped as tight as possible so he can get control of your pussy and then your money and your brain. So he got a mansion in your head.
That was deep. What is this?
Girl, he going in. He is going
in.
You
on it tonight, babe. I like this intellectual babe. Keep speaking.
Nah, I'm for real though. But I'm gonna tell you what I've been on, cause you know I'm recently single, and I ain't never forget how to be me. But this dating scene new, and they don't have the same morals, so they ain't looking for the same thing. And what I am is new to them. I'm talking about that new, and I'm not playing no games. I be meeting females almost every week, and if they strike out, it's over. Once your pattern change and you ain't showing me that I'm top dollar, girl, it's over. You didn't have your chance. You ain't calling back, you ain't texting, but nah, come on. People keep their phone 24/7. So if I text you in the morning, you text me back at 7 p.m. like, hey, what you doing in this and that? Oh, nah, that's too long gap. You ain't just into me like I need you to be into me. Mm-hmm. So you not the one. And I don't get no explanation.
Cause you know, time waits on no man, right? My late mother used to always say, "Wait broke the wagon." It's so important. A lot of times, women, and I fall short of this. I always see the best in people, right? I've always looked and seen the best in people because I'm like, there's a good entity in all of us. But some people just don't appreciate a good woman. Do men regret when they lose, you know, when they fumble a good woman, babe? We want to know.
The only when they do regret it is when they see you with somebody else, or they know you got with somebody else, or suppress somebody's in a better position or some shit. Because niggas are like, I ain't going to say all niggas, because I ain't even went through it. I ain't never seen a female that I used to be with another nigga, so I don't know how that'll make me feel. Because really, I'm not worrying about how to move on. But as a person, that feeling, that jealousy, and not wanting to be wanted, I can imagine. So, I'm pretty sure, yeah, niggas be fucked up. That's when they call and they trying to fuck again. And they playing with you. They only want you because another nigga wants you. And a lot of women want them seen with that nigga just to get that nigga back because he got a hold on them. and he don't treat her right, but she's so in love with him because they spirit entwine, you know, these spiritual connections. She been fucking niggas for so long, they damn near alike. So she need him, but she's overlooking he's steady cheating on her. He treat her like shit. She don't give a fuck because he going to dig her down and she going to fix some grits in the morning and everything going to be la, 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 la. She forgot to fuck him again. Morning. Man, what? She going to make a tape. For real. Y'all better start getting dignitized.
I feel that when a person keeps showing you who they are, it's time for you to count your blessings, right? That's my opinion. If they keep showing you and they keep showing you and you know who you are as a woman and you know what you bring to the table, you just got to get up from that table and say, you can have the chairs, you can have the table, you can have the food on it. I'm going to go buy me a new table and I'm gonna add my own chairs. You can have all that on that table because you don't appreciate me, right? You're not appreciating the woman that I am. If I don't treated you like a man and I respected you and you can look at me and tell that I'm a beautiful woman and I know for a fact men desire me, period. I know this. And if you regret you doing all this, just imagine what a real man that really want me will do. They be like, damn, this fool fumbled you. Yeah. Sis, have you experienced this before?
Yeah. And what I want to know, I want to ask Bae, why is it that a lot of men, and I'm just saying a lot, I'm not saying all, a lot of some men always want to hold the woman accountable for, oh, you should have picked better. You should have done this. You should have done that. Why don't men be accountable?
You said that she should have picked better. You mean pick better for like pick the better him?
Yeah, pick the better him or whatever like that. Like, why don't some men hold other men accountable? Because they effed up.
See, I'm trying to understand your question. You say why they don't hold other men accountable?
Right. Like, if your homeboy is talking to this woman, right?
Yeah, he
out there, he not doing what he's supposed to do. Will you pull him to the side and be like, yo, man, look, you know you got a good woman. Why you out here in the street? Why you cheating? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? You need to get your ish together.
Right. Now, okay, I'm just saying that's everyday shit. But this, when you dealing with two lines, it's certain subjects and topics you can discuss. And you have to have the right approach. So you can't just come to no grown-ass nigga out here doing this thing. Man, bro, you supposed to be this because you might be doing your dirt too. But you not married. So, boom, when you present it to him, he come with shit. Nigga ain't police. Yo ass, you doing the thug. You got a gal. Then they come to that nigga man shit. And what they was talking about at the beginning, they ain't even matter. So what you do, you pray for your homie. You know what I'm talking about? As far as he out there, we got a good woman. But I don't even look at another nigga gal. So I ain't gonna lie. I just look at my partner. I shake my head. I be like, God, like, damn, he give me one. Damn, you know what I'm gonna do. Look at this nigga. Hey, for real, I be mad. I be like, damn, God, like, man, just give me one good one. I'm talking about she know what she got. I know what I got. I'm talking about, oh, man, these niggas be having some good ass women. I'm talking about make bread, break bread, bad, sex them all day, cook, love God. I'm talking about, ooh, and these niggas be hoes. I be like, what the fuck? So that's why I got so many damaged women. So they damaging niggas. The good women are fucking over niggas right now. It's like a repeated cycle that won't stop. So the niggas are making the good women that's fucking going sucking all that shit, they making dog ass niggas. And the dog ass nigga got tired of fucking getting fucked over, they making dog ass hoes. So, man, it's crazy out here. I'm telling you, it's real crazy.
Yes,
you know when. Say it again, since we couldn't hear you.
It's a lot of repeated cycles, like what he's talking about. It's like the roles have reversed when it comes to certain things.
Look, Sexy Red, man, she y'all on these niggas' ass, nigga. Fuck my baby daddy, nigga. Then and give me some money and take it to my side, nigga. Shit, that's my honey. Like what? Come on, y'all going hard on niggas, y'all. Hey, it's fucked up. So you have to really go through that closet.
But then you have good women like. always say that I'm flawed, but I'm a woman of God, right? My heart good. When I love you unconditionally, and I treat you right. But it's so hard to meet someone that's going to be the same way like me. Because it's like these men, they show you one way, and then they get you. They a whole different dude. It's like, who are you? Why would you treat someone indifferently? If you do it, if you know a woman, can you tell the lanes when a woman stops saying, why are you treating her this way? Why are you treating her that way? Why you keep acting up? Why you not doing this? Why you not being consistent? What does that mean? He don't lost the right.
Yeah.
He don't lost it, because you know, it's like you have a good woman, you have a beautiful woman, because everybody looking at your woman like you said, like, damn, this nigga, he a tripping because he got this and he wanna act like that. Like, dudes don't understand the fact that other men watch how you fumble a blessing.
Oh yeah, they be waiting to my way. They be their partners too, like. That's why I don't hang with niggas. I don't do a bunch of niggas. Like, nigga gonna be jealous of me. I don't got time. You know, if you a bad bitch, you can't hang with no bunch of insecure bitches. They gonna make your time and your energy just fucked up that night. I want to be around people that celebrate me, not people who looking at me and trying to steal my sauce and, God, look how they move and this and that. You want to be around motherfuckers that got their own shit together, that secure with they self. You know what I'm saying?
She just said that. She said that. You learned to tell him you just told me. What did you just say yesterday? The same thing. Can you elaborate to Bae what you stated yesterday to me? You said the same thing. Confirmation.
Right. Like, as far as like being compatible, you got to be like-minded and whatever like that. Sometimes when a person hasn't had someone of your caliber, it doesn't matter if it's a woman or it's a man, sometimes people tend to self-sabotage themselves, and they self-sabotage the relationship or the potential relationship because they don't know how to love properly. They don't know how to treat a woman of your caliber or a man of your caliber, whatever the situation may be. So they always fumble the bag. They fumble the bag on purpose because they want to go back to what they're used to, because they don't want to level up, they don't want a woman up, and they don't want a man up. It's too hard. It's too hard for them to. They want to go back to what's familiar. That's just like some people that they can only function in chaos. I'm pretty sure you know people like that. They can only thrive and function in chaos. They don't want nothing better because it's too much of a challenge. They go by what's familiar because that's what they're used to.
Right.
Babe, what would you consider me? I mean, I'm your people and stuff, but if you didn't know me, what would you, besides you saying out, Bae told me, y'all, a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, the crazy part is you bougie and you don't even much know you bougie.
you know you, but I don't know if you know it or not. I'm just saying, you got to be matching head to toe every day, different hairstyle every day. I'm talking about, you know, shoot, smelling good, got your lipstick, all the food every day. You know, you bougie, boo. I'm just saying. But you carry yourself like a woman right now. You go outside, you talk on the phone, you know, you very respectful to everybody. And you're catering and loving everybody. I'm just saying, you a strong black woman. They know you ain't on no bullshit. You ain't riding there fucking and sucking Tyrone and them. You just, hey. That's why people respect and fuck with you.
That's right. So, I ordered y'all some Frenchies. Y'all got Frenchies Saturday.
You got red beans?
I got you your red beans and rice.
Peppers?
I got the peppers too. I got 30 peppers.
Yeah, I mean, that's too many. What about rolls?
I got rolls too. I got y'all rolls. I got y'all peppers. Okay. Babe, it's not just for you.
Hey, check this out. And make sure they get ketchup, man, because they get 30 pieces of chicken and 5 ketchups.
I'm pretty sure they're going to bring it. I'll email the guy tomorrow and tell him to make sure that they have ketchup as well.
Yeah, that appreciate you. Yeah, we appreciate you.
I be trying to tell. I work with nothing, but I am the only black woman where we work. Right, babe? I'm the only black woman. I'm the only black woman there. I don't bother nobody. I work around nothing but men, and can't no man ever say I've been in their face.
I just thought whatever. About it. You the only black woman at the whole goddamn place. I just thought about it.
I am.
Oh my goodness. You show I'm only black woman head ass. For real. I love the power. For real. I got you though. But I'm just saying you everybody love you, so you know it's all love. It's good energy around. I ain't gonna lie.
Thank you. I just treat people right.
Right.
I just feel like as a black woman, you should always look out for your people, your brothers. You know, you gotta make sure, make sure they good and stuff. You know, and I just treat everyone fairly. And, you know, and that's why I was listening to Mariah Carey out. I had a vision of love. She said, in her verse, she said, I know one day the one that is meant for me will find me eventually. I was like, oh, that's deep.
For real. You know what, Misha? I'm not going to lie, man. Like, I feel, and you know, I pray for people who are in prison, because if you don't go through nobody else's struggle, you'll never know the experience or how it feel. But when you see them free, you'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? And don't know what they just went through. This right. time around, I'm not going through that. I'm talking about, I'm a Pisces. I'm a lover. I'm not going through that with my heart. And I'm not finna let myself go. I'm gonna find this woman who gonna adore me, who gonna be who infatuated with me. Adore. Listen to these. Adore. You know I'm from Louisiana. Adore. infatuated with me. I'm talking about when she see me, I'm talking about she looking for me because I'm feel me like, where he at? That's my fix. Can't keep her hands on me. And guess what? I'm going to match her energy. I'm going to be
you
just
gonna paint the wall.
Man, I'm going to match her, man. That girl. I'm talking about I'm a part of her and lick her scalp. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, we're going to love the shit out of each other. And I'm talking about, like, it's going to be some inseparable type shit. And, man, ain't nothing going to be able to break us up.
Babe, I have never. I love you to death. Boy, the shit that comes out of your mouth.
Right.
Say you going to pop.
Man, come here. Go get a phone. Let me part you and lick your scalp.
While you parting it, I hope you put some grease on it. Grease that scalp. Yeah.
But nah, you know, people be seeing these movies and shit like that. That shit real. People don't just dream of that shit. There's people that are really so happy in love, they can just say fuck the world and move out of space and say fuck mama, daddy, sister, brother. You just gotta find that person and you gotta have good love language. You can't be no goddamn selfish lover. It's not all about you. You know what I'm talking about? People want to be loved, but don't want to do no loving. I ain't doing it this time. Nigga, I know I need to be loved because I'm a lover. And shit, all the love I show, shit, you should be staying on the cover with a nigga. For real.
Mm. Painting the walls. What do you say? Painting the walls and licking the scalp. This
painting the walls. I say, man, you need they need to holler, go to Facts. Go holler at Facts. Go to my page and check out my page on Instagram. I got a cover page.
Tell them again.
Let me see Facts. Let me look at my phone. Let me see what it is, because y'all, I'm in my zone right now. Let me see. Hold up. But
follow him.
Hey, this is my alter ego right here. This is basically me. You know, shit, if I was trapped in the 1970s with an updated swag. They call them straight facts, but facts for short. And, hey, man, this nigga cold, though. Remember I told you about that little chick, Nisha?
Yeah. Tell everybody about that chick. Tell them what you told me about that woman you met. This boy is crazy.
All right. Let me tell you the name of the page first. The page is, let me see. It is Straight Facts 100. So STR 8 _ FACTZ 100. Straight Facts 100. But let me tell you about this cat. I had met this little female, and it was something I, you know, wasn't used to. She was like a Colombian something, I don't know. And she she invited me to her little spot. Like a little pad by the Galleria, and she told me her baby daddy was he was the vice president of Chase Bank. So I said, Chase Bank? That's a lot of money, you know? So I went over there. They told me to bring some wings or some shit. They was having hookah. So I get there and it's her and her little partners. And I was the only dude. So we hookahing this and that. And I told her, you know, I do like, you know, I got a little comedy page and such. And she was like, put it on the YouTube. So we put it on the YouTube on the big screen. And they not, you know, other cultures love black culture, especially if it got something that make them laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They seen the shit and they, oh my God, and this and that. You know how they start to treat us and like, wow, and all that. So boom, we cut the shit off and shit. We smoking, chilling. They won't stop talking about the nigga and the shit getting annoying. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. And they talking about, okay, act like him. And I'm like, in my mind, like, bitch, I ain't no jukebox. Bitch, that's common. I'm trying to make money off that shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's a, that ain't no everyday shit. And she, the partner left and shit, and she was like, I want to fuck Fax. Like, would you go get dressed like Fax and come back? I want to fuck him. I say, what? I'm talking about this shit. That nigga had a difference. She said, you don't like me? Like, you don't find me attractive? If you want fuck, go get Fax. I want to fuck Fax. I say, oh my, this motherfucker serious.
Yeah.
I said, man, this motherfucker crazy. I looked at her, I say, say, bro, I ain't doing all that. You girl, please. You got me bent. She said, you too cool. Like,
I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. Yeah.
Did you get a costume?
Oh no! Then what happened? She was like, you two. She started trying to be like being mean. When a pretty girl, you don't do what a pretty girl wants. She started being kind of mean and throw jabs. So she was like, yeah, you're too cool and chill, and I'm Mr. Cool Guy. I want facts. Like, he's energy, and you know what I'm talking about? Like, go get fat. You don't think I'm pretty? Like, you don't want to fuck me? I'm like, girl, I ain't no thirst-ass nigga. They ain't that type of party. Like, nigga, I'm not finna go get dressed, come back. Fuck, bitch, you got me. Fuck, bitch, please. Anyway, say, I started putting on my shoes and shit, and she was like, she went to freeze. Well, we didn't even drink the other wine, this and that. I say, I ain't finna do no all that what you talking about. So, make a long story short, you know, she kissed on me, but she ain't even let a nigga nut, so fuck that hoe. Real talk. Yeah. Real talk playing with me. I'm insane, you know what I'm talking about?
Lord,
yeah. But that was some crazy ass shit though. But Fax, go check that nigga out. When y'all see it, y'all gonna wanna fuck Fax. Fax is a real nigga, I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, he is. He really is a real
man. They not gonna be ready for him. They gonna say, oh my fucking God. But my page got hacked. I had like 12,000 followers. You know, I was on the start. But I'm trying to get my followers back up. But I don't fuck with nobody. So I just need motherfuckers to look and share. And when you see what you see, you gonna say, yeah, that nigga need to be shared. But for real.
Well, maybe she was one of those girls who like to be dressed, you know, like foreplay. Like,
right.
You gotta spice it up, you know. Everybody
wants to understand it
first.
That's live though, you know, that foreplay shit and the character. Now if Fax was in the building, shit, nigga, I would have put on Fax, nigga, and Fax would have painted the walls with her. Shit, yeah. Get a nigga that debit card to Chase. For real.
you want the debit card from Chase?
Give me that Chase debit card. Then she had the picture of her baby dad on the goddamn me table. That nigga really was just fucking vice president of Chase. So bitch, you got money. Shit, my dick ain't for free. I ain't no trick and I ain't no hoe. But shit, you want to be with me? Shit, you going to have to go where I go.
Lord Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Sis, do you have anything else to say to this gentleman named Fax?
Nothing. The only thing I can say is check the Fax. That's all I can say.
Check the Fax.
Check the Fax.
But I want to give a little word of advice before I go.
to all my black beautiful women, because black beautiful women, y'all so beautiful. I'm talking about, girl, I sucked your toes, girl. I'm talking about when you come home, I had that bath water ready for you, girl. They out there. I'm talking about you'll see the threads in the carpet from the vacuum. I'm talking about take the garbage out, all that shit. That's me. That's regular shit you don't get credit for. I don't want no credit for it. I'm just trying to tell you the shit get done. All man shit that is man shit, it got a man out there that'll do it. All you got to do is be a woman. Just cook for me, boo. I'm going to say, just rub on me, boo. Just make me feel like I'm the king that I am. I'm going to say, we're going to make this happen. And girl, I promise you, I'm going to paint the wall with you.
Paint the wall.
Don't forget about licking the scalp.
For real, I'm just saying, I got moves, though. I'm trying to tell you, ooh, you don't understand. What? Them motherfuckers say, I ain't never coming back over here, shoot. Oh.
Lord yeah. have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, babe, we thank you. We thank you for your ministry, for your laughter. Can you just, as a man, could you give a closing note on men need to stop fumbling good women? Can you give them just the last of the game before we go?
To all my brothers, black, white, orange, Dr. Pepper, Sprite. Check me out. Say, bro, you got a son, you got a daughter. I know goddamn well if you find out that that man is mistreating your daughter, you're going to crack his goddamn head. So the same rule applies when you mess with somebody else's daughter. So keep it 1,000. Keep it 100. Because any man mess with my daughter, he going to have to see me. And my son, I teach my son, because I'm a man, I teach my son how to be a man. He learned all that bullshit from his friends. And we done went through that when we was young. You know your parents are telling the truth, but you learned the bullshit from your friends. But when you got older and went through all the shit, you realize my mom was telling the truth. So stop mistreating. It's not even a woman or a man. Stop mistreating people as an individual. I'm just saying, like, really treat people how you want to be treated. You can't get you're not gonna lose. I'm talking about wherever I go, I get respect. People fuck with me. You know why? Because I love any and everybody. I don't fuck with nobody. Stop trying to get over on people, man. They reflect your heart, and God look at your heart. So you can fool everybody, try to be this person that you think this and that, and boasting and trying to be with the Johnson. Say, man, God look at your heart. So look in the mirror. And look dead in your eyeballs and see how long you can look at yourself. If you real, if you real and you pure, you're going to be able to stare at yourself in your eyeballs for a long time, and you're going to start feeling something. You're going to see features, and you're going to see the real beauty that God made. You're going to be like, God damn, like, God, that's me. God made that. Like, there's only one you. You can't be nobody else. There's no more. When you get to the store, they out of stock. So stop looking at everybody, comparing your motherfucking self, and realize what you see in the mirror. You a masterpiece. Mm.
Well, we thank you, my brother. We thank you. We thank you for coming on tonight. As always, sis, you have some closing remarks to say?
Just in closing, thank you again for the invitation. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the Q&A. Bay Straight Facts.
Hey, man, you better tell them to go follow that cat, because I just remade the page. And I got to get them followers up. I ain't on that computer
album.
Shit.
You didn't even tell them about your rap music.
I was going to send you a song to play for them as far as on your thing today, but we're going to have to, I don't know. You know, we're going to do that next time. They're going to see, man. I don't want to give them no gumbo spoon. You know, I'm a gumbo pot, so I got to teaspoon these people.
We see.
Like, you feel me? I can't give them all of me at one time. Like, when you meet a nigga, this game, don't let the nigga see all of who you is at the beginning. Like, I've been saying, like, you know you a freak. You know how you love your man. But if you do that at the beginning, he gonna be like, oh, I got her. You got to teaspoon it. And when you teaspoon and give it in increments, you got to see, did he appreciate them 3 grits I gave that nigga? Then after you get these 3 grits, give him a motherfucking scoop. Oh, this nigga scoop ass nigga. Let me shit, nigga. I finna show this nigga I'm really a freak, nigga. Nigga, I was just going to see if you was going to wait long and be real. And let me show you how I get down scorpion season type shit. You feel me? Stop giving these niggas y'all all falling the second day because the nigga done dick you down. You feel what I'm saying? If you want to fuck the nigga, he won't fuck you. That's what y'all wanted to do. All them putting days on and all that shit, that don't mean nothing. It's about respect. How y'all see each other. And if he see each other on some real shit, after y'all did what y'all did, if you the one, ain't nothing gonna be able to separate you from that man. He gonna chase your ass to the end of the earth. But if he ain't on your heels like that, he got a bunch of other motherfucking attention.
Yep.
Real talk.
And you just gotta let him be with all his attention and let him miss. Let him miss it.
But this for your sons and your daughters too. You feel me?
We feel you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bae. As always, I pray the good Lord bless you both, your going ins and going outs. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night.
All right.